Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the message by Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa to Zimbabweans living and working in the diaspora. He said that they should help in the development of the country. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in America. President Joe Biden and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto met Tuesday at the White House to strengthen U.S.-Indonesia ties. The meeting came days after Jakarta signed a maritime agreement with Beijing that critics say could lend credibility to China's nine-dash line that reflects its expansive claims in the South China Sea. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara has the report.
Outgoing President Joe Biden and newly inaugurated President Prabowo Subianto celebrated the 75th anniversary of U.S.-Indonesia relations Wednesday at the White House.
I will work very hard to strengthen Indonesian-United States relationship.
Biden said he wants to strengthen partnership by advancing a free and open Indo-Pacific. In 2023, the two countries deepened ties into a comprehensive strategic partnership, the highest level among non-treaty allies.
Deepening our comprehensive strategic partnership that includes deepening our security cooperation. We'll discuss also global challenges, including the Gaza and the South China Sea.
Before coming to Washington, Prabowo, who goes by his first name, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. He signed a deal to jointly develop maritime resources near Indonesia's Natuna Islands that critics say could lend credibility to China's nine-dash line that reflects its expansive claims in the South China Sea. Jakarta later said it remains firm in rejecting China's nine-dash line that, according to the UN, has no basis in international law. Beijing claims the major shipping route almost entirely, but parts of its claims are disputed by Vietnam, Taiwan, Malaysia, Brunei, and the Philippines. VOA asked the White House whether Biden was specifically referring to this deal in his meeting with Prabowo.
We continue to encourage Indonesia to work with their legal experts to make sure any agreement they make with the PRC is in according with international law.
Critics say the agreement also contains language that supports Beijing's ambition for a new world order that Indonesia's new government too hastily agreed to.
Most likely, it is a bureaucratic mistake. We put too much attention on the economic cooperation, how many investment that we can attract from China. I think so we kind of sideline other important issues.
Just as important to Jakarta as the White House meeting is Prabowo's outreach to President-elect Donald Trump on Monday.
Wherever you are, I'm willing to fly to congratulate you personally, sir.
Jakarta is gearing up for Trump, who will take office in January.
One of the risks associated with the Trump presidency is that U.S. foreign policy may become more transactional and more focused on elements related to U.S.-China competition. And the downside risk of this as it relates to Southeast Asian countries is that it may limit some of the decision-making space they have in their diplomatic affairs.
For years, Prabowo was banned from entering the U.S. under the Clinton, Bush, and Obama administrations over his role in abducting activists of the 1998 movement that ousted President Suharto, Prabowo's then-father-in-law. The Trump administration lifted Prabowo's visa ban for his visit in 2020. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
In Africa's most populous country, with prices rising, Nigerians are becoming creative. Thrift shopping, locally called Okrika, is booming, offering affordable options. Gibson Omeka from Abuja looks at how this market is becoming a lifeline for many in Nigeria.
For years, 30-year-old Agata Okori, a successful businesswoman in Abuja, shopped at Upscale Boutique. But with the pricing of new clothing more than doubling, she now turned to second-hand shops for more affordable options. Okori says thrift clothing let her keep her style without breaking the bank.
I moved from buying brand new clothes to buying thrifts because, one, aside the cost, thrift wears are more durable. I discovered thrift wears are more durable. And like we all know, brand new clothes are quite on the high side. They are quite expensive, way more than thrift wears. That's why they switch to thrift.
Okori is not alone. Once reserved for low-income shoppers, thrift shopping has become mainstream. Known locally as Okrika, thrift markets from Lagos to Abuja are boosting. Economist Azibotin notes that for many, thrift shopping is a necessary response to inflation and policy that leave them stretching every dollar.
So they do all of this as a means of survival because the government is not helping, the economic situation is not helping, the federal government policies are not favorable to consumers. So it is two ways, a means of affordability for the consumer and a means of boosting sales for the sellers.
Andrew Eze, who is 32, have seen this shift in fashion firsthand. When prices on new clothing surge, he switched to selling thrift wear in Abuja famous Nyanya Okrika market. Eze says this has helped his business stay afloat.
A time came that the brand new became so high, that is the amount, the price in the market is so high that many cannot afford to get it at that price.
Studies show Nigeria imports more than 500,000 tons of second-hand clothing yearly. But even this alternative feel the pinch as rising import costs push some thrift vendors to raise prices. For many, like civil servant Chris Olofu, this means further compromise on quality and style to stay on budget.
Because in those days that economy was very good, we used to buy from high-profile boutique because there's a way we classify ourselves, living an ostentatious life. But because of the economy, the situation in the economy now, it has made me at least to cut my clothes according to my size. But no, if the economic condition improves, I have to stop. I have to go back to my normal fashion.
Experts agree that thrift shopping will likely remain popular as long as economic pressure exists. This trend impacts Nigeria local textile industry due to competition with affordable imported clothing. Button believes investing in local textile production could eventually make a new clothing more affordable. But until then, thrift shopping remains essential.
Government needs to subsidize their operations, help to relieve the burden, the cost of production, burden of the cost of production on the manufacturer. That will translate to lower cost of production and cost of sales, which is the real accountability.
As Nigeria adapts to the changing economy, thrift market provide affordable options. Gibson Emeka, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Back to our topic of the day. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is attending the Climate Change Conference, or COP29, in Azerbaijan, yesterday met with Zimbabweans living and working in that country and urged them to invest back home. President Mnangagwa told the Zimbabweans that the diaspora community should repatriate the knowledge, innovation and fresh ideas to help in the development of the country, adding that the contribution of the diasporan community is vital to the nation's progress and prosperity. While visiting China in September this year, President Mnangagwa described Zimbabweans in the diaspora as ambassadors who can be the bridge between Zimbabwe and the world when it comes to issues to do with investment and people-to-people relations. However, some Zimbabweans in the diaspora complain that the government is benefiting from the remittances they send home and the investment they are making, but are denied the diaspora vote. Ongo vadiwa watiriri ni watariri tinogamuchira mchirongwa chedu, che Live Talk Diaspora Profile, tinodzokura Diaspora Forum, umonasi tiri ukurukura nezve mashoko emutungamiri wenyika, vaya Emmerson Mnangagwa, ekukurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, kuti zvinge zvichiendesa kumusha, ruzivo pamwe nepfungwa nenjere, itsva zvazvinenge zvichiwana kunze kwazviri kushanda, kuitira kubatsira kusimudzira nyika. Asi, vaMnangagwa, vakadzokorawo zvakare mashoko avakambotaura kuvana veZimbabwe, pavakanga vari kuChina vachivakurudzira zvakare kuti pauri pese mwana weZimbabwe unenge uri mumiriri weZimbabwe kana kuti anganzi muchirungu ambassador weZimbabwe mukuona kuti chimiro cheZimbabwe chasimudzirwa uye kuti Zimbabwe yasimudzirwa munyaya dzezveupfumi asi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kugaro chema nekugunun'una kuti aiwaka kunyangazvo vachiendesa mari yakawanda kumusha pamwe nekuita mabasa ebudiriro akasiyana-siyana hurumende haisi kuda kuvapa mvumo yekuti vange vachivhota vari munyika dzavagere. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To kick off our discussion, we are now joined by political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is based in the United Kingdom, and political analyst and Secretary General of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, who is based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome, Jonga. Welcome.
Thank you, Jonga.
Thank you so much. Let me start with you, Dr. Mavaza. What do you make of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's message to Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
The president has actually been saying the same message before, which every other president says to his people who are outside the country. The message by the president will say we need to copy the innovative measures the other countries are doing and transport it and export it back to Zimbabwe so that we can develop at the same rate as other developing countries and developed countries. He is actually saying wherever we are in Zimbabwe, we must act and work very hard so that we can represent Zimbabwe and we can sell Zimbabwe out there to the other countries so that we can have so many people coming to Zimbabwe because of our behavior. We are the ambassadors of Zimbabwe. We are business ambassadors. We are political ambassadors. We are cultural ambassadors. So we are Zimbabwean ambassadors wherever we are. So the word, or rather the message to the diaspora by the president today, rather yesterday, was showing that Zimbabweans wherever we are, we benefit our country and we benefit ourselves. Again, he has touched on how the diaspora is actually benefiting the people back home by looking after our own relatives, looking after the economy of the Zimbabwe as well, because the economy of Zimbabwe cannot go anywhere without us in diaspora putting our hand in it. And therefore, even though we are miles away from the country, we are in it as much as those who are in the country. And the country is benefiting much from us as it is from those who are in the country. And therefore, we are one as a nation and one Zimbabwean. Wherever we are Zimbabweans, and we have to look after our country and love our president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Please do stay on the line. And now to you, Mr. Ncube. Do you see Zimbabweans in the diaspora taking heed of the call by the president, despite the fact that the government is still denying them the diaspora vote?
I missed your question, Jonga.
Yes, I was saying, do you see Zimbabweans in the diaspora taking heed of the call by President Mnangagwa to invest back home and also send back ideas and innovations that they are gaining in the diaspora, despite the fact that people in the diaspora complain that the government is not allowing them to vote.
Yes, this is a good message that comes from a pretentious mouth. So the diaspora it may not take it the way it has been said, because they know that he cannot walk the talk. He can talk, but history will show that he can say things that he can't do. For example, he talks of innovative ideas and democracy. They should go together. But do we have democracy in Zimbabwe? We don't. The diaspora that he is addressing, is he allowed to vote? No, he's not allowed to vote. Is he respected in Zimbabwe? He is not. And the diaspora has lost a lot. Look at the currency changes in the country. The diaspora will send the remittances. The next thing, the money is blown away. You remember, one versus one, one is to one with the dollar and the pound. People lost lots and lots of money. Is there consultation when there are those changes? Are the diasporans actually treated as important stakeholders? The answer is no. So, Mnangagwa and ZANU frown upon originality. They frown upon the newness of ideas. They don't embrace new ideas. They belong to the school of the old. They will talk about all those things. They are very perfect on that. When you talk of innovation, you are talking of new ideas. And the ZANU PF, Mnangagwa, they are immune to that. And sadly so, even the educated doctor is immune to that as well. Mavaza, who is here with us.
Let's hear from you, Dr. Mavaza. You heard what Mr. Ngube just said. And also, you talked of Zimbabweans bring back their skills and everything. But are they, in the end, rewarded for all this, those Zimbabweans in the diaspora who do all that work?
Yes. The Zimbabweans in diaspora are getting a lot of unexplained and probably might not see the reward they get from benefiting their own country. The first thing is the satisfaction that I've done something to my country. It's more reward than money, than gold, than farms, than anything. The fact that you realize that Zimbabwe is getting better because of you, your hand is in the development of the country, that's the greatest reward any patriot would love to get, would expect to get. And therefore, people mistake a reward to be something physical, something monetary. That's not how people are rewarded. However, I want to respond to my friend here, the Secretary General of whatever his party is. The president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Mnangagwa, is respected in Zimbabwe. It is not true to say he is not respected in his own country. I don't know where he's getting that from. Because he is the most respected man in the country. He is the president of Zimbabwe. He is not there by force. He is there by vote. He has been voted by the majority of Zimbabwe. We live in a democratic Zimbabwe where some people do not like him. Yes, that's why we got some millions, 2 million who voted for Chamisa and 3 million for President Mnangagwa. So that shows that, yes, there are some who don't like him. But when we look at him as the president of the country, we all as Zimbabweans like him. When he addresses the diaspora, he's not addressing them on party level. He's addressing them on national level. We are all Zimbabweans, yes, and we are rewarded. There is no greater reward to know that your country is competing with developed countries. Your country is developing fast towards a better 2030. So when we look at that, we realize that we have got more satisfaction as diaspora to know that we are making a difference. We are making a change in our country. So therefore, what we do in diaspora, no matter what it is, every penny counts. If we send 1p in Zimbabwe, it adds to the diaspora remittance. It adds to buying our people's medication. It adds to restructuring our buildings. It adds to rehabilitating our roads. It adds to the infrastructure. It adds to everything, to availability of fuel, availability of foreign currency. It is all your 1p, one penny, or whatever you call it in the area.
Yes. If I may interject there, Dr. Mavaza, yes, we are talking of Zimbabweans benefiting from the remittances sent by those in the diaspora. But what are those in the diaspora gaining or getting in return?
That's what I've said, Mr. Jonga, that the greatest reward a diasporan gets by sending money to Zimbabwe, by sending knowledge to Zimbabwe, is the satisfaction that my country is developing.
Okay.
That is what.
Yes, let's hear from Mr. Ngube. Mr. Ngube, in Isindebele, are you in agreement with what Dr. Mavaza just said, that that just the satisfaction is enough for a Zimbabwean in the diaspora to make sure that he or she develops her country?
Let me briefly correct what my brother is saying. I'm Secretary General of Freedom Alliance. You cannot believe here that only ZANU members can develop the country, and only ZANU, the name of ZANU, is the one that should be said here. So Mr. Mavaza should accept the reality. Yeah, coming to your question, okwenzakalayo esikubona kusenzakala, angeke kumkhuthaze umuntu osemazweni ukuthi alethe imali yakhe elizweni, ngoba kahlonitshwa lowo muntu lowo, akalalelwa ukuthi uthini, akavunyeli ukuvota. Ukungavumeli umuntu ukuvota yikumtshela ukuthi kayisuye wakulelo lizwe. Imithetho yamazwe wonke ithi nxa ungayisuye kwalelo lizwe kawuvoti. Uhulumende weZimbabwe owezanu akafuni ukuthi abantu kabavote. Asoze ukuthi ungangivumeli ukuvota, ungangivumeli ukwenza umhlangano even elizweni, ungitshaya, ungibulala, sinabantu abasejele kade sababotshiwe. Ubusubuya ususithi wena ufuna ukuthi senze amabhizimusi, sicabange ngendlela ejulileyo ezathuthukisa ilizwe. Akusebenzi khonoko, ngoba ingqondo ekhona kwenziwa ngathi izanu kumbe umuntu kumele abe ngowezanu.
Mr. Ncube, sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ncube. Let me just keep you on hold and bring in our first caller from South Africa. Hello? Yeah, Magadi. I think we've lost the caller. You can continue, Mr. Ncube, 30 seconds.
Yes. So, bengisabeka khonoko ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi kuhlonitshwe abantu abasemazweni okokuqala, njalo kube yizenzo, hayi ukukhuluma ngomlomo kuphela. It's not enough.
Ndinotenda, siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much. Dr. Mavaza, nerurimi rwechishona. Tinonzwa vamwana weZimbabwe vakanga vachimboti vakuita zvirongwa zvebudiriro muZimbabwe, vamwe vachitoti vatanga makambani, vamwe vachiti vabatana nemamwe maparastato kana mamwe makambani ari pasi pehurumende, asi vanochema nenyaya yekuti mitemo inozenge ichiita kuti makambani anga achishanda pamwe nekuti vazokwanisa kuburitsa zvavawana kubva mumakambani yayo, kuburitsa kubva muZimbabwe. Hanzi zvinhu zvacho hazvitangike igomo risina ukwiriko. Munoti
nyaya yemutemo unodzivirira upfumi hweZimbabwe kuti usafashukire kunze kwenyika. Hazvireve kuti ishamho iri kurova vana vari kunze kwenyika. Kana uri kunze kwenyika ukatanga bhizinisi rako muZimbabwe, kune mitemo yatinotevedzera. Kune mari yaunobvumidzwa kuenda nayo kuti unohodha nekuchengete kana une zvaunoda kushandisa uri kunze kwenyika. Kune mari iyo inofanira kusarawo chikamu chemari. Tinofanira kusarawo muZimbabwe kuitira kutiwo nyika irambe ine mari yekunze inenge ichitenderera kana atoti money inside.
Halo, vamavhaza ndikubatei muromo, rambai muripo timbotambira muteereri. Halo?
Halo,
Makadi ichangamire?
Hai, ndinofara kwakadini kuWashington DC.
Kuno kutsvene, ndiani vatiri kutaura navo?
Wamuri kutaura naye anoitwa Trust Swanda.
Vasivanda, tipei tizwe zvamuroda kupakurira ruzhinji.
Ya, ini ndanichida kutaura hangu kuti President mashoko avo akanaka, but chinoita kuti titadze kudzokera kunyika neruzivo rwemabasa atiri kuita kana kuti experience yatawana kuburikidza nekushanda kunyika dziri kunze. Mukatarisa kuti kutobva kuZimbabwe vanhu vachienda kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana, tiri kunyanya kuteererwa. Varungu ndo vane mabasa mazhinji atiri kukwanisa kuti vanhu vashande. So kuZimbabwe kukaita varungu vanotiwanisa mabasa, vanhu vanodzokera neexperience yavo vanayo.
Mhm. Ko mabasa ari kuumbwa nevana veZimbabwe vechitema varimo muri kuti mashoma here mukoma Sibanda?
Ah, mabasa ari kuunzwa nevana veZimbabwe vari muZimbabwe mashoma asa mukoma bhozi mukataridza rate yevanhu iri kunze kwenyika yakawandisa zvingaiti.
Regai tigoikurukura nevadare vedu tinzwe kuti vanotii nayo. Ndinotenda zvikuru mukoma mworara zvakanaka.
Maita baza mukoma jongwe ndafara kupinda pachirongwa.
Thank you so much. And now back to you, Dr. Mavaza. You can continue. Maamuchitaura nerurimi rwaamai.
Saka ndiri kutini, kana mwana weZimbabwe atanga bhizinesi rake kuZimbabwe, haatarisiri kutora mari yese yaaita oenda nayo kunze kwenyika. Bhizinesi rake rinofanira kubatsirawo vana vari muZimbabwe, kuvapa mabasa, kuvapa mari yekutambira, nekuchengetedzawo mari mubhanga guru reZimbabwe. Saka kuti titi isusu mitemo irimo yekudzvinyirira vanhu, aiwa, kana pane paunofunga uri mutemo anodzvinyirira, unokwidza matare, unokwidza nyaya yako naLP wako yoenda yonodiscusa muparliament mutemo wogadziriswa. Asi hatingatarisire kuti mutemo wogadziriswa kuti mari yese ikukurwe ibude. Ndosaka kune miganhu kana kuno kwatino mhiri kwenyika haubvunzwe kubuda nemari inopfuura zviuru zvishanu zvemadhora muBritain.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. Our time is running out. Let me just go to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, the other issue that many Zimbabweans in the diaspora complain about is the issue of corruption. What's your take on corruption in Zimbabwe?
Corruption is the cancer of our economy. It is the cancer of our health system. It is the cancer of our politics. And that is what will kill everything. Even if there can be this nice language talking to diasporans, then the next thing, ZANU guys will blow away that man. There is also one important thing I want to highlight, to say meeting one's children next door is a problem. Why should the president be friendly to diasporans when he's in Azerbaijan, wherever he goes? But the same people, if they can talk to their cousins to say we are not governed properly in the country, they will be arrested. As we are speaking, we are having a lot of people who are in jail just for sharing their divergent views, as it were. So all that with the corruption added in the incompetency, mismanagement of the economy has actually destroyed the country. He may be talking to diasporans just to lure them so that their money will be eaten away in Zimbabwe by officials and the government of the country.
Thank you so much.
It is quite a very embarrassing.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Dr. Mavaza, we need a short answer to this one. Our caller, you heard what he said. He says he welcomes the president's message, but he's worried that in Zimbabwe there are no more companies that can employ many people who are outside the country, especially with the departure of what he said, white-owned companies or closures of white-owned companies. What do you say about that?
This is what the president has been saying today. That Zimbabweans in diaspora, let us go home and open our own companies. Let us bring investors home, and we reinvest into those companies. And then that investment in these companies, we'll see a lot of companies opening. Yes, we have companies which have closed, and we have our employment rate is getting not as formal as it used to be. And the president was simply saying, it needs us as diaspora, because you and me have a job to do. To resuscitate our industry, which has gone down.
Thank you so much. Mr. Ncube, your last word, what do you expect the government to do, or what do you want the government to do?
What the government needs to do is to democratize itself, democratize the country. Then innovative ideas will be genuinely welcome. Sincerely welcome, the country will be.
Thank you so much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Moses Nhlanhla Ncube, who is the Freedom Alliance Secretary General. Mr. Ncube is based in South Africa, while Mr. Mavaza is in the United Kingdom. I am Jonga Kandemiri, saying goodbye.